The heroic rescue came in the early hours of Tuesday. 31-year-old Mu Yuanzhang was pulled from the rubble in Wenchuan County, Sichuan, near the epicenter of last Monday's powerful earthquake. Rescuers found Ma on Sunday and fed him sugar water through a straw until they could actually recover him. There has been near total media saturation of the relief efforts, bringing the disaster into millions of Chinese homes around the country. Chinese people have responded to the 24 hours a day coverage, donating more than $243 million to Chinese charities, including the Red Cross. At the Red Cross offices in Beijing, kindergarten students brought in more than $714 they had collected. Their donation consisted of plastic bags full of coins. They say they are donating their pocket money so the children in the disaster area can rebuild their lives. One Chinese teacher, who donated nearly $43, says he has no relatives in Sichuan, but in the past has been to visit scenic areas near the quake's epicenter. He says he met many children during his trip there. Now he says it is very upsetting to him to see so many dead children. He says the most unbearable thing is seeing dead children being pulled from under the rubble. Chinese authorities are looking into why 7,000 schools completely collapsed during the earthquake, killing thousands of students and teachers inside. At Beijing's Dehong train station, station manager Na Dexin was overseeing the delivery of relief supplies headed for the disaster zone. He says the goods on the train include tents, medicine, food, instant noodles, pickled vegetables, clothes, and blankets. Na said the 46 train cars full of relief supplies will take more than 2 days to reach the Sichuan provincial capital, Chengdu. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.